Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm conductor Michael Christie, and I'm thrilled to make my debut with the Atlanta Opera, leading Mason Bates and Mark Campbell's high-energy opera, The Revolution of Steve Jobs. I come to the Atlanta Opera from my home in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and was born and raised in Buffalo, New York. I trained as a trumpet player and was fortunate enough to have an array of performing experiences in orchestras, bands, and musical theater in high school and at Oberlin College, where conducting became my priority. As a junior at Oberlin, I applied for and was accepted to compete at the first International Sibelius Conductors Competition, where I won a prize for outstanding potential that kickstarted my professional career. I feel honored to have conducted in dozens of countries and to have led 6 orchestras and opera companies as music director over the past 27 years, culminating in my current position as artistic and music director of Southern California's New West Symphony. I'm also proud to have been on the ground floor of many award-winning new works, including Kevin Putt's opera Silent Night and The Revolution of Steve Jobs. Creating a new opera is a time-intensive process that typically involves a workshop period where the creators try out scenes and concepts, gradually bringing the piece into focus. The lead commissioner of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, the Santa Fe Opera, did an amazing job supporting all of us, providing singers and time to experiment with Mason's and Mark's brilliant ideas. It was during the workshops that we all gained a fluency with Mason's musical vocabulary, including his incorporation of a world of sampled sounds. When artists record and store sounds digitally to be played or altered in the future, we call that a sound sample. One of the reasons the Revolution of Steve Jobs works so well as an opera is its blend of known biographical information with Mason's and Mark's intuition and interpretation of the intimate personal lives of Steve Jobs and those in his orbit. How could someone who revolutionized the way we connect with each other struggle so much with his own human connections? This question is paramount with the characterization of Jobs' wife, Laureen Powell Jobs, who must have been a tether for him in remarkable ways through astounding successes and his crushing illness. Although Powell Jobs is a huge force in business and philanthropy today, we still know precious little about her. In fact, Powell Jobs is such an important part of this story that after the opera's premiere, scenes were reordered and music added to allow us to get to know more about Laureen's character. Those who are familiar with our Grammy Award-winning recording will hear some new music during our performances in Atlanta. One of the things that was particularly exciting for me was the partnership I had with composer Mason Bates. It's unusual to have the composer performing during their own opera, but Mason was in the pit in Santa Fe for the premiere performances of the opera. Partnership was very meaningful because not only was he able to give me direct insight into things that were going on at the time they were happening, but we were working as partners, helping to set tempo and the flow of each movement in real time. And that is something a conductor doesn't always get to experience. You usually get feedback at the end, but to be there looking in the whites of each other's eyes and really experiencing each other's pulse was really exciting. Wondering what this piece is going to sound like? Well, in most ways, it relies on the forces you'd expect in an opera: an orchestra, chorus, and vocal soloists. One special component is what I like to call the musical spirit animals in the score. A guitar is a featured instrument in the orchestra and plays when Steve Jobs is singing or otherwise present in the scene.
I owe you everything for 18 years of patience and strength. I owe you everything for keeping me in line, for helping me rediscover the garage while not neglecting the rest of the house.
Saxophones are heard in scenes with Steve Wozniak, and the most intricate, sampled sounds of bells, gongs, percussion instruments, and whooshing sounds occur in scenes between Steve and his spiritual mentor, Kobun. And we'll come back to Kobun shortly. One of the things that strikes me about Steve Jobs' connection to technology is how tactile it is to him. As portrayed in the opera, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak creates amazing technical pathways, and Steve Jobs is constantly pushing to make sure the human interface isn't transactional, rather fitting like a glove and pleasant, even joyful. Halfway through the opera, Steve Jobs' desire is shared as an epiphany where he imagines their devices being as expressive to use as playing a musical instrument. It's one of my favorite moments in the opera. So let's hear the beginning of Something We Play.
Something we play.
The second moment I'd like to share is Take One Step, sung by Kobun Chino Otogawa, an early but critical mentor of Steve Jobs. The character of Kobun appears throughout the opera as we transition back and forth between pivotal moments in Jobs' life. I like to think of their interaction like Ebenezer Scrooge and the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future as we're led to new chapters of the story. In this lesson that Kobun tries to teach his student Steve, we hear an enchanting mix of the rumbling bass of Kobun's voice, the electronica, and the chorus, Steve's fellow students. Let's hear a little bit of Take One Step.
One little step. Try to simplify, take one step and try to simplify.
As I mentioned earlier, the character of Laureen Powell Jobs is very critical, but still somewhat enigmatic for us. And we worked very hard to think about what she would have been able to contribute in Steve's life. In this final excerpt, we will hear Humans Are Messy, an aria sung by Laureen Powell Jobs, where she's drawing parallels between how complicated his machines are, and no matter how hard Steve tries to make them smooth and flawless, they still present challenges, just like our human relationships. I love this aria set in two parts. The first part, you can feel her dissecting all of the electronics that are happening, that she's talking about the wires and the buttons and everything that makes those machines complicated. And finally, she says to him, through all of this, Steve, I still believe in us. I believe in our marriage, but you have to make the choice to be part of our world together. And it is a very potent scene. And we see Steve Jobs in that moment come to a dramatic realization that he has to confront his illness and he has to be part of the human relationships that are so important in his life. Let's listen to a little bit of Laureen Powell Jobs singing Humans Are Messy.
You can't keep ignoring it. You need to face the truth, face the facts. And that will start by accepting that you're human. And that you may need some help. It's your
Thank you all for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast, Blink Opera. I'm Michael Christie, conductor of The Revolution of Steve Jobs. If you've enjoyed learning more about the music of Mason Bates and Mark Campbell's exciting new opera, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.
Something we bang and blow, something we drill and drill, something we